This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And I don't know how familiar Steve Scully is with social media, but he did this publicly. He tweeted right at Anthony Scaramucci and said, "Should I respond to Trump?" Scaramucci writes back, "Ignore. He's having a hard enough time. Some more bad stuff about to go down." So there's a plot and a plan. Nice to know.
I don't know about this question of whether or not he tweeted something out. I do know, and you probably pick up on it in a minute, that he was hacked.
Right.
He's been talking to Scaramucci. He was hacked. That it didn't happen.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts. This is not about President Trump, but he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
She's gone crazy. She's a nut job. But this 25th Amendment, I think they put it in so they can get Kamala in replacement.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
That was the first thing I thought of.
This is a person who is ready on day one to be president of the United States of America.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
State and federal charges against 13 members of two militia groups who were preparing to kidnap and possibly kill me. Hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke, but as a rallying cry.
Very fake news.
Trump is not your friend, dude. He's a tyrant.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You don't hear about any of this stuff. They don't want to talk about it. But I'll tell you the amazing thing, the one thing I really have learned. The people of our country are smarter than the people that cover them.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. My friend Chris Greeley's the police chief up in a small town outside of Bangor. He is going to be, he's also from Loving Touch In-Home Care. He will be guest hosting the George Hale, Rick Tyler show next week on The Voice of Maine, WVOM. And be sure to check it out with Chris Greeley. He's always a great guest host. White House drug czar Jim Carroll will be a guest at some point. And Chris Greeley, thank you for sending me the nice Maine Loves Howie Carr stickers. I always love having those. All right, 844-500-4242. You may have seen this in the papers earlier this week. There was a black guy jogging on the VFW Parkway in West Roxbury, and he got stopped by some ICE agents, and there was a complete overreaction. I mean, if you're a cop or anybody, if you're looking for somebody at the train station or the bus station, I mean, you get an identity. You have someone describe how to identify that person. If the person meets the description, you go up to him and say, "Am I supposed to pick you up, sir? Are you coming to visit me, or you have a little sign up or something?" So it was these silly headlines: jogging while black on VFW Parkway in West Roxbury. How about this one? ICE agents threaten black jogger on VFW Parkway. The Globe made a big deal of it. It's just crazy stuff. I mean, they didn't arrest this guy. They didn't beat him. They didn't do anything to him. But joining us now to describe what happened and to react to this, again, this really, really crazy overreaction by the media and the politicians, some of the politicians at City Hall and elsewhere, is Todd Lyons, Field Office Director for ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and this is the ERO, the Emergency Removal. Todd, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing? Thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Good. Tell us what happened here. And, you know, a lot of people just read the headlines and they think, oh, this is another, terrible incident involving a black person. But tell us what really happened.
Well, and Howie, you said it best. They talk about the headlines. And yet, this is one of those cases where we actually put out what exactly happened. And the media chose to pick and choose apart our press release and not go with the information. what happened was there was officers from the, ISIS Fugitive Operation Unit. They were in West Roxbury. They were looking for a previously deported aggravated felon, fentanyl dealer from Haiti. They had actionable intelligence that he was at an apartment area on VFW Parkway. They saw an individual that fit that description. You and your listeners have seen the video, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the fact that, they acted extremely professional. They did what they were supposed to do. They're trained law enforcement agents with, many years on the job. And, they questioned this individual, determined it wasn't the person, and they let him go. The jogger, who was extremely polite, he was a really nice guy, he asked if he could video it. My guy said surely he could. And, it ended up being a United States citizen, and he went on his way. That's just something that happens in law enforcement, whether it's ICE, U.S. Marshals, Boston PD. My folks did the right thing, and I'm happy to say you didn't see him handcuffed or foul language used or some of these awful videos we've seen with a lot of off-the-rail law enforcement officers lately. The subject wasn't the person. It was a mistaken identity. Yet the media wants to leave out the fact that we're looking for a fentanyl dealer who's wanted in other, who has warrants out of Middlesex County, who has, pending court cases in Somerville and Woburn for distribution of heroin. Yet the media wants to focus on this part of the story. And the worst part is, Howie, we released the gentleman's photo that we're looking for because we want the public help in finding him. And we have news outlets like WBUR that told us it's not part of the story, and they don't consider that a public safety threat. Well, the mayor, just the other day, Mayor Walsh, said Boston needs help with the opioid crisis. And my folks are out there risking their lives daily to try to arrest these heroin dealers. Yet there's some news outlets that say posting this guy's photo and trying to help us catch him isn't a part of public safety.
There are a lot of newspapers that have even stopped printing mugshots. And it's ridiculous. I mean, how are you supposed to identify somebody if you don't know what they look like?
Yeah, and that's completely right, Howie. There are plenty of law enforcement agencies all throughout the United States and the world who have to make contact with other citizens to determine if that's the person they're looking for. The guy we're looking for has been using a United States citizen's ID every time he's been arrested for, again, trafficking cocaine, fentanyl, and heroin.
Right.
Since he's been back from Haiti.
Yeah.
So this is just one of those attempts to show that, to really downplay the public safety aspect of what ICE does every day for the Commonwealth.
I'm going to read you. This was Andrea Campbell. She's the Boston City Councilor who's running for mayor. And if you know anything about her brother or about her uncle and her father, yikes. I mean, she's this. Anyway, here's what she said. This illegal stop and blatant racial profiling is a harsh reminder that we have ICE agents roaming our streets. Listen to this. Or people emboldened by a cruel and reckless president targeting black and brown residents and putting our lives at risk. Want to comment on that?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, Howie. If you look at a lot of the Twitter feeds on pretty much all the elected officials in Massachusetts, they refer to the same story I referred to of WBUR, where it's totally left out the fact that we were going after an aggravated felon criminal that is dealing fentanyl and heroin to the streets of Boston. What I say to all the elected officials are, talk to all the parents from Greater Boston that have lost children to the opioid epidemic. And, here we are out as a law enforcement agency trying to catch the people that are causing this opioid crisis in the city, yet we're labeled as racist.
Well, how about the fact that Kamala Harris, I wish she had been questioned on this, but during the primary campaign, she compared you guys at ICE to the Ku Klux Klan. Remember that?
Well, yeah, and you know what? It's very sad, Howie, too, because if you look at the demographics of a lot of, ICE field offices across the country, it's a complete melting pot of every race, nationality, creed, and sex. A lot of our officers and agents are themselves naturalized U.S. citizens that, their parents brought them here the right way, and they wanted a better way of life, and now they want to protect the American way of life, and they're out there every day wearing a badge and gun for, not only the elected officials, but all the people of Massachusetts. And one elected official even said that I owe the people of West Roxbury an explanation for this.
Oh, boy.
And I think it's clear. I think I should hope the people of West Roxbury know that the men and women of ICE are out there trying to catch these criminals,
right,
like a fentanyl dealer, heroin dealer. That's what we're trying to do. We're not out messing with someone's jogging time or racially profiling people. We're not roaming the streets randomly asking people for papers like we were referred to earlier. We were out there because of actionable intelligence and a criminal warrant in that known location. I would think elected officials would be happy that we're trying to help them with an opioid crisis that they were just recently at a press conference saying they need help with.
Sometimes if you're in a location where there's been a crime committed, like say a bank robbery, you have to pass through a sort of a roadblock, right? I mean, they're not out to get, they don't care if you're black or white or anything. They just want to see if you match the description of the person who robbed the bank or, you know, who committed the domestic violence or whatever. I mean, that's all this was. This is crazy. I'm sorry you had to go through this, Todd. I will say the Herald, we gave you, we put your side of the story in our newspaper.
Yes. And actually, kudos to you and the Herald because you gave me the opportunity to explain it. The Herald was the first outlet to go ahead and actually post the photo of the individual we were looking for, along with their criminal history, and along with the easiest 1-800 number how to contact, you know, Homeland Security to help us find this individual. And it's very sad that a lot of news outlets told us blatantly that the fact we were looking for a formerly deported felon who's dealing heroin isn't the story they want to cover.
Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Todd, we appreciate the work you guys are doing, and thank everybody who's putting their lives on the line every day to take these drug dealers and other violent criminals, illegal alien criminals off the street. We appreciate it, and don't let them get you down. Todd Lyons, Field Office Director for ICE ERO in Boston. Have you had enough yet of the volatility of the stock markets, down 1,000 or more points one day, up the next? Are you tired of watching that little box at the bottom of your TV screen that shows the market plunging hundreds of points? You need to get diversified with Orion Metal Exchange. You shouldn't be caught flat-footed in this roller coaster ride the stock markets have been on for months now. No matter what the reason, the coronavirus, the oil price wars abroad, the upcoming elections, you always need to be diversified, and that means owning some precious metals, gold and silver. Listen up, Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. If you haven't yet taken advantage of their no-obligation guide, it's still not too late. Give them a call today to learn more about gold and silver. Call Orion today at 1-800-912-2300. That's 1-800-912-2300. Call them now, 1-800-912-2300. 2300. I'm Howie Carr.
The paper boy with a big microphone. Howie Carr.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zuko from Hanson, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was debate moderator and former Joe Biden intern Steve Scully's Twitter hacked?
I don't know much about the internet, but I know that's BS.
92% say nope, he was not hacked.
All right. You know, there's so many crazy things that have happened with these masks and everybody trying to pretend. Somebody texted me today and said, if this is such a terrible pandemic and it's deathly, why are the masks, why aren't there biodegradable trash containers that you could put them in, like at a hospital, to get rid of hazardous material? Why can you just throw them away like that? But today, you know, Joe Biden, some days he's for the national mask mandate. Some days he's against it. More recently, he's been kind of for the national mask mandate, even though he says he can't do anything about it. But today, I guess he was in Vegas and he had to cough. Well, just listen to this whole thing. Here it is.
Deal. The kinds of investment that will stimulate the deal.
Yeah, I should have set it up better. He's at a drive-in, right? So that everybody's in a car. There's why is he wearing a mask to begin with? But he feels the cough coming on, so he removes the mask, puts it down on his chin, coughs into his hand, and then returns the mask over his mouth and his nose.
Meanwhile, everybody's sitting comfortably in their cars, very socially distanced from the stage.
And given that they're goofball Joe Biden voters, they're probably wearing masks too. Even if they're in the car by themselves, they're wearing a mask, I'm sure. It's just crazy stuff, I'll tell you.
$15 minimum wage.
I want the first one. I want a $15 million an hour minimum wage for
either
me.
Either one.
Not for you, though. Not for you.
I'll take the $15,000.
Let's. Okay, voters, we have a choice here. Which minimum wage do you want? Joe just gave you three options here.
A $15 minimum wage. I'm dreaming here.
No, you're hallucinating, I believe, would be the word.
No, he said, Alejandro, he said.
Let me hear that one again. That one slid by me.
No, he said, Alejandro,
he said. Hal Arondo? I'm not familiar. I don't know anyone named Hal Arondo.
Not a mid-60s sedan.
Yeah, it was one up from the Delmont and the Oldsmobile line. Mid-priced at GM products.
The new Chevy Colorado.
If you only were making $15,000 an hour minimum wage, that's what you got, the Chevy Colorado. All right. There's a bakery in Quincy, Ginger Betty's Bakery. It's a great place. It's on Samoset Avenue in Quincy. And the Ginger Betty is a big fan of the Howie Carr Show, as I just found out today. And she has sent up this amazing gingerbread man. Look at this ginger. I hope you're looking on, I hope you're watching on social media and you can see this gingerbread man.
So cute. And Ginger Betty's, Howie, just so everyone knows, is the best. They have the best cookies ever.
Well, I hope everybody here tonight is going to take a big piece of this gingerbread man, because I'm leaving for Florida tomorrow morning. This is just amazing. She spent how much time did she spend on this, Kenny? She had to spend a while doing this.
About an hour and a half.
This thing is beautiful, though. Ginger Betty, we really, really appreciate this. This is Howie.
Ginger Howie.
It's Ginger Howie. Look at Ginger Howie.
He even has the blonde hair.
I guess, yes, he does. Oh, and he's got the earphones on, too. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, blonde hair and the earphones. And Ginger Howie's carrying an American flag.
Is he wearing a tie and Madras shorts?
He's wearing a tie. He's wearing a tie, a yellow tie and a blue shirt. And it says, thanks, 2020 USA and AM 680 WRKO, our Boston affiliate. And Howie Carr. Oh, this is great. Ginger Betty, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you for doing this. I'm going to dip into this when we go to a break. 844-500-4242. I'm going to think about that $15 million an hour minimum wage. Wow. It's harder, though, to get people, you know, now that there's 210 million people dead of the virus and 150 dead in firearm violence. It's harder than ever to get good help. That's why you have to pay $15 million an hour minimum wage. All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Well, not unexpected news here tonight. The Commission on Presidential Debates has canceled the October 15th so-called town hall that was going to be in Miami. I guess Steve Scully is trying to get through to the commission. So when am I going to get a chance to moderate the debate? You'll get the message from someone will hack into your Twitter account, Steve. When the phone don't ring, you'll know it's the Commission on Presidential Debates. Good Lord. What a fraud that guy is. 207 says $15 million per hour will come in handy when we're paying $275 billion to fill up our oil tanks. Wait, there will be no oil tanks once Slow Joe eliminates fossil fuels. Yeah, I know. It costs just over $2 a gallon to fill up now. Just over $2. What's it going to be when the Green New Deal comes through? Trump was talking about that today, Trump and Rush, saying $13 Rush was saying. That's probably about right.
Yeah, but Howie, if you do the math, there's only going to be like 13 of us left on Earth. So we could probably split up the rest of the money.
That's true. People dying at this amazing rate. You know, I mean, in one day, there was another 5 million fatalities from the COVID virus, according to Joe Biden.
But you noticed he's devolved from having trouble with the number 20 to now the number 15.
That's true. You're right. It's going downhill. I'm sure he has problems with the number 200, though, too. He'll be back. Anyway, we'll keep following this. Joining us now on the line is Ron Beatty. He's the Barnstable County Commissioner. He does a great job, and he really works hard at the job, and he takes a lot of crap, and the Moonbats have got a big target on his back this year. And they're ripping down all of his signs, and they're ripping down all of Donald Trump's signs. And it's just we wanted to have him on to talk about his campaign. Ron, what's going on with your signs and the president's signs down on the Cape?
Well, around 4th of July, it started with them defacing the signs and painting Black Lives Matter. And we got some of them on video, never caught the people, and we put out a reward. But lately, it's gotten worse. The BLM folks seem to be having a scorched earth policy, because now we got a hold of some video footage, which we turned over to the local police. They're burning the signs. They're committing arson with both Trump signs and my signs. That happened in Howard maybe like 2 weeks ago. So we identified some of the people, so I'll let the police deal with it, and at some point we'll be pressing charges. But yeah, this is a really, really hectic year as far as trying to run for office and get reelected. Just today, the Cape Cod chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America declared war on me and targeted me, so they're in opposition to my reelection and so on and so forth. But
wait, they think if they replace you on the Barnstable County Commission, they're going to be able to impose socialism on Cape Cod? Is that the rationale? What's going on?
Well, what they'll do, they'll spend the county into the ground again, because since I've come on board, the county has become fiscally responsible. We're in financially the best shape we've ever been in our history. The county has a AA bond rating. Prior to that, they never even had a bond rating in their history. We're doing a lot of good stuff down here. We're dealing with the pandemic. We're doing some not so good stuff too that we get dragged into, like you know what happened with Joe Ford down in Brewster. But
right, the county hired these people, these quote unquote inspectors, and they're going in and hassling small business owners guys.
And that was and they were supposed to be doing just the opposite, aiding and for the most part they are aiding the businesses, but we had that one negative incident, so hopefully that will be the last of it, because I did make a big a lot of noise about it, so I don't think that'll be happening again anyway. And I even went down to his place of business and checked
the woodshed.
It out, you know, got,
yeah.
The Brewster Inn.
Yeah.
I know they have the bar, but they also have a restaurant there. They got really good food. And I bought some lunch down there, and I checked out the premises just, you know, so I familiarized myself with what happened and everything. And it was odd. But anyway, on to other things.
They control so much. So, they control so much down there, and then they just going after you. And I mean, you're just. I mean, there aren't that many Republicans left in public office down on the Cape, and they just seem to be just coming after you for. And again,
well, they're afraid. They're afraid. I actually have very good chances of re-election because. I got a nice note yesterday from some people that know me that are solid Democrats, and they said they bullet voted me. The only thing that the woman said, she goes, I wish you were a Dem. I'm like, yeah, right. But they did vote for me. So I do my job. They don't like expressing conservative views or being in support of President Trump, and, you know, that's too bad. You know, you got to have, there's always two sides to a story, and they only want their way. It's either their way or the highway. That seems what it is with the radical Dems, you know?
Okay. Ron, now where can people go if they want to learn more about your campaign or how to get in touch with you or get one of your signs if they want to, you know?
Oh, sure. My email is ronbeaty@gmail.com. I'm on social media, Twitter, I'm at Ron Beaty Jr. I have a website, ronbeaty.com, and you know, they can just Google me and they can get my phone number and stuff. But, yeah, we're replacing the signs, and I'm closely allied with the local Trump movement down here in Massachusetts, and just this weekend we're having four or five standouts and rallies in Mashpee, Howard, Falmouth, and at the... as Pocahontas says, the Burn Bridge Rotary as well. So, and if anybody wants to find about the events, they can go to UnitedCapePatriots.com for that.
UnitedCapePatriots.com. And just talking to a guy who came, he's been driving around all day. He said he's seen a bunch of Trump standouts all around. They're good. Even in play, even Moonbat strongholds like Wayland. Yeah. You know, they're all over the place.
Well, actually, the gentleman who I, Adam Lang, who founded United Cape Patriots, he is the mass Trump campaign representative for the Cape area. He actually has gone around training people in different sections of the state, so he deserves kudos and a lot of the credit for what's going on. He works at, like under Sheriff Tom Hodson, who's, you know,
he's the I hope they make some arrests, Ron. They shouldn't be doing anything like this. This is got to have respect for other people's property, you know, and they.
Well, that's it. Yeah, it's exactly. They're playing dirty, but that's happening. Look what's happened to the president, you know, and all everything else all over the country. So, I mean, actually what's going on here is probably somewhat tame to what's going on in other states. So, I mean, right. But we still need to push back. Otherwise, they'll just walk all over us.
Okay, Ron Beaty, candidate for reelection, Barnstable County Commissioner. Thanks for your work, and we look forward to talking to you again. 844-500-4242. You know, Taylor, people want to hear hear Joe Biden's plan to increase the minimum wage slightly.
A $15 million, or $15,000, $15 minimum wage. I'm dreaming here.
Are you dreaming or are you hallucinating, Mr. Vice President? Can we tweet that one out, Taylor? That would be good. People will want to hear that. That's good for amusement purposes as we go into the weekend. If you haven't tried Superbeat Soft Chews, you're really missing out on a great product. Superbeat Soft Chews, I'm holding some up now. These are the D3 Chews, but they're the same. They come in these little bags, and they're great. They're wrapped up in foil, just like a candy. They look like a candy, but they're really good for you. They provide you a lift in energy, and they're great for your blood pressure and for your blood circulation. Superbeet Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeet Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Better blood pressure means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support you need and the energy that you want. Most people take it soft chews at a specific time every day. I take one when I wake up in the morning, even before I have my first cup of coffee. It gives me a burst of energy. Then I take another one right before the show, so I'll be all revved up and ready to go the whole 4 hours. It's great. Get into the habit. Just pop them into your pocket. They're very convenient. When you walk out the door, you don't have to worry about spooning any powder into a glass and stirring it up and then washing the silverware in the glass. Very, very convenient. And they taste good, too. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beach Chews. Get your Super Beach Chews today at superbeachradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeachradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Long Meadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murnie in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
The Sex Pistols, mate. Anarchy in the UK, famous punk band. Now, all these years later, more than 40 years later, the immortal Johnny Rotten, also known as John Lydon, is Lydon is living in California, and he's an American citizen. And he gave an interview to the BBC, and it's very interesting. I kept reading it, and I kept saying, when are they going to identify him as Johnny Rotten? And I guess he doesn't like to be called Johnny Rotten anymore because they didn't identify him as that, his old stage name. But John Lydon, naturalized American citizen, guess who he's voting for? Cut 18.
You're thinking of voting Republican or not at all?
Yes, if you get I am. No, I'm going to definitely.
For Donald Trump?
I have seen what Democrats have done to California. They have destroyed this place.
Quite hard to imagine John Lydon voting for Donald Trump. I don't know. Many people might think that.
Well, he's an individual thinker. I'll give him that for a start. He's not the most lovable fella on God's earth. But I cannot see the opposition as offering me anything by way of a solution.
Democrats have destroyed California. Wow. What do you think of Mr. Rotten? What do you think of Joe Biden? Cut 19.
Joe Biden is in all practicality, senile and delinquently senile. My wife has Alzheimer's. I know the symptoms.
Okay, I have to say that there's no evidence, obviously, that Joe Biden is senile.
Though. Really?
I take it that's your opinion.
Have you seen him talk lately?
I have.
It was funny this afternoon on the Rush Limbaugh show. Rush kept playing cuts of Joe Biden making a fool out of himself from years earlier. And Trump kept saying, yeah, that's bad, but he's not even that good now. He's lost a lot since then. So, again, the interviewer didn't like it, but Johnny Rotten wouldn't give it up. He kept coming back to Trump. Cut 20.
John, thank you ever so much for your time. It's been brilliant.
Jesse, here you go. Look, yes, of course I'm voting for Trump. It's a bad person or not. I don't want a politician running this world anymore.
You want a businessman?
A businessman is a challenge to me because I could definitely do it quite a few tips on how to run my own a little more efficiently.
Bad person or not? Was that the band Sid Vicious was a member of? I guess Sid Vicious is not. Sid Vicious was stabbed to death by his girlfriend. There was a movie, Sid and Nancy. Remember that movie? That's very, very strange group. But that's Sid Vicious. Sid Vicious is not coming down for breakfast. That's Johnny Rotten. Irene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Irene.
Hi, Howie. How are you? This is my first time calling, and I listen to you every single day.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I have to tell you that I am from Massachusetts, born and bred here, and I don't understand what's going on with Charlie Parker.
None of us do, Irene.
Obviously, you're good friends with Trump, which is fantastic. And my only question to you is this. When is enough enough?
Well, I mean, what's he supposed to do, Irene? I mean, he kind of has to take it, doesn't he? I mean, once the election's over and God willing, he's reelected. I mean, he can certainly start to settle some scores with the bureaucrats, the entrenched bureaucrats who've committed all these crimes, who tried to basically effect a soft coup against him. And I hope there's some kind of damnable evidence, some smoking guns in all these Hillary Clinton emails that are now apparently going to be released if Mike Pompeo is to be believed.
Exactly. And another thing I have is the fact that this is a socialist state, and I don't know if Massachusetts people that live here actually know this.
No, I think that I think anybody who's lived in this state, you don't have to be born and bred here. If you've lived here for more than 6 months, you got a pretty good idea of how bad things are in this state when it comes to politics. Irene, call back again and keep listening to the show. Thank you. There's this Milwaukee suburb where they were breaking windows the other night. It's a very affluent suburb. I think it's called Wauwatosa or Wauwatosa. It's a and the BLM came in there and they just started breaking windows. And this is a super liberal community. And I think they voted 62% for Hillary Clinton 4 years ago. And they just came in to the area and they were angry about a police officer not being indicted, a black police officer not being indicted for shooting a black teenager who was shooting guns at him. Shooting at the guy. You can't return fire if somebody's shooting at you. If they have the black skin, is that the new deal? Even if you're black, you can't return fire. So they were coming in and they were trashing this neighborhood, breaking out windows. And again, a very exclusive, ritzy neighborhood. And so they interviewed a guy, Jason Fritz, who's, I guess, a big liberal. And he tried to have a conversation with him. And he was on Fox and Friends today. Cut 14.
Whatever it was I was thinking, I was frustrated, I was fed up, and really the last straw was looking out my window and seeing the gentleman on the motorcycle riding through my lawn, and something in me clicked, and I said internally, no more, and came running out of my house and was prepared to confront whatever it was I was going to confront.
The last straw was the motorcycle in his yard, and something in him clicked. I wonder how that community is going to vote in the election come 3.5 weeks from today. Jeannie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeannie.
Howie, I want to say, first of all, arrivederci, Roma. I am so happy you are going to Palm Beach. Howie, my heart's rejoicing for you. I know it's going to be such a blessing. It's a little taste of heaven here on earth. So you enjoy every minute while you're young and gorgeous there, baby.
Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate it. Jeannie sent me a nice T-shirt. The T-shirt's going down there with me, too, Jeannie. I appreciate it.
Oh, listen to me. Howie, you wear that in good health. Everything, every blessing for you guys for standing firm. Listen to me, everybody. Howie Carr, WCRN, thank you, God, for these few good men.
Thank you, Jeannie, and all my other stations, too. Thanks for listening on all my other stations. Let's see, Scotia, we don't have much time, but go ahead, Scotia.
Hey, Howie, spread your tiny wings and fly away. anyway, heard you on VMT this morning. I'm so sad you're leaving us. It's kind of nice to have misery, love, and company here in Vermont. We're in the same situation as you are in Mass with those peaceful protesters. So escape while you can, my friend, and I'll be listening.
Thank you. I was on VMT on the morning show today. It was great to be on. I love WVMT. I love WCRN. I love WRKO. I love all my affiliates, GAN, HYN. All of them. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you on Monday from Florida. I'm Howie Carr.